in the unfolding of the Institute for Worship Studies, and that literally is what it is, that this is an unfolding community of people. One of the things that Jim and I talked about last year was the need to have somebody to direct the Alumni Association. And we just laid it on the table. We didn't exactly know where it was going to take us. But one day, I think it was after one of the sessions last semester, Jim walked up to me. He says, "You know, I think I know who the person is that should be our alumni director." And I said, "Who, Kent Walters?" He said, "Yeah, it's the guy I've been thinking about." So, Kent, would you come and just show us your face and give us a little bit about what's going on with the Alumni Association? I should tell you that Kent is an alpha, I was going to say man. That first class was all men. We were so happy that there are more women here, but he is one of our first graduates, along with Jim Hart. So, Kent, just tell us what you need to tell us.
There were 20 of us in that first class, 19 men and one woman.
Right.
And she made it to that first class, and I don't know if we gave her such a hard time, or I think it was the humor, perhaps. No, actually, the Lord called her otherwise. We're so delighted for all the men and women that are a part of this community. And on behalf of the Alumni Association, some 51 strong, I want to welcome the new students and bring greetings to all the returning students as well. I can't help but think back to that first Wednesday evening when I and my fellow 20 alphas gathered for the first time, the first class for IWS in this sanctuary. We didn't have all of these finely organized opening activities. We began with the opening convocation. And what a magnificent worship service that was. And most of us, if not all of us, were deeply moved to tears at the presence of the Lord at that very first worship session, which continued on every session, every gathering. And we so often greet one another and precede our prayers with, "The Lord be with you." And I can say that the Lord is with you and will be in this place. Well, let me just say a couple of words about the Alumni Association, which, as Bob said, is really new. We've been meeting the last few days in strategic planning, and the greatest strength that was articulated in that process regarding IWS is that this is a caring place, a place of caring relationships among both students and faculty that creates an ethos that is unique to this community, to this faith community. Now, those of you who are returning students know exactly what that means. This is a unique, one-of-a-kind place, and the community that is established here is unique and one-of-a-kind. Those of you who are new, you'll understand that before long. The challenge is, for all of you sitting here, what will happen to me and my part in this community of faith after I graduate? And by God's grace and His mercy, you will graduate. And then you become a part of the Alumni Association that is disconnected from this community. Well, we have in place, fortunately, a means for digital communication and community. And many of you are involved in the discussion board by obligation at this point. But I would like to plant a seed in your heart and in your mind to be involved in that discussion board and in relationships with your fellow alumni, even after you graduate, when you're not obligated to respond to some question or some reading or some assignment, to maintain community. And one of the ways that we want to do that is with the alumni newsletter, the IWS Alumni News. And you may see the first two editions of that on the website. If you click on the alumni link, it will take you to that alumni page. The first two editions are there. The same login and password will take you to that site. But through this newsletter, we want to help maintain to some degree this community and the connection that we have to one another, both faculty and staff. And we want to bring inspiration and encouragement to one another in the process of ministry. And one of the ways that we will do that is, of course, by giving you news and updates about the community, news and updates about graduates and what is happening in your lives so that we can be connected in that way. But also inspiration and resources for ministry. You those of you who are returning students know the value. We can't place a value on the importance of the cross-pollination that happens here with ideas and resources and the inspiration that comes not only from the faculty but among the student body. We want to continue that, both from the faculty and from alumni through the newsletter, and allow you to continue to share the good ideas of what is happening in your church through music, resources, books, articles, and materials. The faculty will be contributing as well, the things that they are writing and thinking about, so that you can continue to be in line with what's happening and be inspired in your work. That's one of the purposes of the newsletter, and we hope that you'll be able to participate in that as well. One of the other initiatives of the Alumni Association is continuing education. We want you to seek IWS as an ongoing source of growth in your own personal ministry and in your faith walk as well. Our first postgraduate seminar was held last June with Dr. Stanley Grenz. He taught an inspiring seminar on Christology. Plans are made for Bob Weber to lead us in a seminar this coming June. And the degree to which we find interest and response from the alumni and larger faith community in Christ will continue these kinds of continuing ed opportunities. Then the third initiative beyond the newsletter and continuing ed that we're focusing on right now is to encourage and involve the alumni in financial support for the school. We all know how enriched, ennobled, and enabled our lives have become in sharing in this educational, spiritual experience. And it, in the least sense of the word, is an act of stewardship for us to want to give back and participate in this ongoing ministry in the lives of others through scholarships and other important means of the school. You can be assured that this kind of encouragement for financial support from the alumni will never be heavy-handed or guilt-inducing through phone calls and letters. That will never occur. But we want to make it available. From the pragmatic sense, the giving in support of the alumni is important in the accreditation process. And, of course, the giving in support of alumni demonstrates that the alumni really believe in the school, believe in what the school is all about, and want to be a part of it. So those are three initiatives that we're working on right now. I encourage and ask for your input in regard to the ministries of the alumni. Appreciate your prayers and your involvement on the website, discussion boards, and anticipate welcoming all of you into the Alumni Association.